Welcome to Making Life Happen with your girl, Trainer B, where life meets destiny, transforming dreams into reality. A place to discuss life and living it as it relates to our overall physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Let's get into it.
Thank you for joining in another episode of Making Life Happen with Trainer B. I'm your host, Veronica Burnett Hunter, Master Trainer and Motivational Extraordinaire. If this is your first time joining, welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope that you find this experience extremely educational and helpful. If you are a returning listener, I would like to thank you for being a faithful participant. Now, have you subscribed to my channel yet? For those of you who said no, why not? You are missing out on so much. If you are watching me on YouTube, please click the subscribe button at the right bottom corner of your screen. That way you can be notified when new episodes are posted. Now, if you're listening to me by way of podcast, I encourage you to subscribe to my channel so that you can be updated on post as well whenever an episode airs. Now that you have subscribed, please do me a favor, share with your family and friends so that we all can share in this lifelong journey of what, let's say it together, making life happen. Now, we are still in the month of September, which is Mental Health Awareness Month, if you didn't know. And I want to continue our topic of self-care. Now, for this episode, I want to talk to you about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's the importance of establishing a quiet place. What a quiet place is, the quiet place I'm talking about, is a physical resting place. Now, when you think about a quiet place, what comes to mind? When I think about a quiet place, I think about calm, peace, where I can sit still, where I can reflect, where I can just close my eyes and just meditate. Just a quiet, quiet place, right? Where is that place for you? Think about it for a second. Where is that place for you? Some people don't have a place like that they can go to. Life can get so hectic, again, that we forget about self-care. We're so busy taking care of everybody else that we don't take care of ourselves. We oftentimes forget to take care of ourselves, and we can't do that. So here's my question. Do you have a place in your home? Do you have a place that you have established and carved out for a personal retreat? Having a part of your self-care routine is having an easily accessible place that you can get away to in the midst of your day-to-day. We can't always get away, take a trip. You know, last time we talked about taking a vacation, you know, just a getaway. But that's not all the time feasible, and we just can't do it. We can't get away from home. So if you don't already have one, because I know many of you do, but if you don't have one, because I often talk to individuals and I'm surprised at the number of people who don't take time away to be, or they don't really have a place to go, because home is home and you're living. Every home that I know of is very lived in. So I want to take this time really to encourage you to find a place in your home for a personal retreat. Just carve out some place in your home. It doesn't have to be anything major. It could be a small corner. It could be a room. It could be a closet. Just find just one spot in your house that you can turn into a personal place of retreat. For me, that place is my prayer room. I call it my sanctuary. Now, my husband, on the other hand, he got jokes. He calls it the Vatican. Yeah. So whenever I get missing, he say, oh, she must be in the Vatican. Or I'll get up in the morning and I'll say, I'll see you later. You going to the Vatican? Yes, I'm going to my prayer room because that is the place where I go to spend time with God. This practice, I started this practice in 1997. And let me tell you, it has proven to be beneficial, so beneficial in helping me maintain focus and regain balance. When I get off balance and, there are times in life where just things just like, oh, they're chaotic. And I just need to steal away. I need to get away just for a moment, for a second. And that place has been extremely beneficial. I can tell you also that that place has been extremely beneficial for my spiritual, my mental, and my emotional growth. This is why I'm sharing this information with you, because it has been such an astronomical part of my life, and it has been so beneficial that I just felt like I needed to share it with you. Because again, it is an extreme part of your self-care routine. Now, why is this place important? Because like we've been talking about all month, it's a place of peace. It's a place to relax. It's a place to just reset. Right. The most important thing to consider about this space is the atmosphere. Look at my backdrop. I chose this backdrop because to me that is it's just peaceful, it's calm, and I really want to give you a visual of what I'm talking about here. Just an atmosphere to just relax, right? Now, have you ever walked into an atmosphere and it just didn't feel right? It's like, ooh, something is really jacked up about this atmosphere. May not say it out loud, but we're thinking it, right? It's like, the energy in this room is off. And that's because you were picking up on all types of static and all types of energy that people were given off or bringing into the room or whatever. But that's why atmospheres are so important. And you find yourself probably saying, ooh, I need to get out of here. I need to get to a place where I can chill. Because in those type of atmospheres, you can't rest. You find yourself becoming agitated. You find yourself possibly becoming irritated. You find it that it's hard to get anything done. Does that sound familiar? We've all been in places like that, right? And we just couldn't figure out, couldn't put our finger on it. But I'm pretty sure, like Sophia said in the Golden Girls, if I could put my finger on it, I'm pretty sure I would have to wash it. So we want to be very, very careful about our atmospheres. And it's important that when we're preparing our place, wherever it is, that we govern those atmospheres. Now, I can tell you that in my atmosphere, I am very, very meticulous about my space. I protect my atmosphere. You really have to guard your atmosphere just like you guard anything else. Like I said, I'm extremely protective. I don't just let any and everybody go in that space because to me, that's a private place. That's an intimate place. That's a place where you go and just release. That's a place where you go and just bare all. That's a place where you go and get emotionally naked, where you get spiritually naked. That's a very, very intimate place. And you have to be very careful and guarded when it comes to that space, right? So I would encourage you to let it be a place or space that's not lived in. In our homes, everything is going on all the time. Our family room, we're always in there entertaining, watching TV, making all kinds of noise, talking. In the kitchen, you're cooking, you're moving about, pots and pans are rattling, it's noisy in there. Just you're living. Every part of your house, you're living in. It's you're doing something from day to day. So let it be a place that's non-disturbed. I call it a non-disturbed place. Clutter-free. You don't want to take clutter, emotional clutter, mental clutter, spiritual clutter. You want this place and this space to be clutter-free, where you can just breathe. And you know that when you enter this place, it's for a particular purpose. It's a place where you can relax. Just like when you go to bed at night, you want to go to bed, lay down, and go to sleep in peace. But this is a place where you could go and mentally rest, emotionally rest, spiritually rest, and just be in tune with you. So again, like I said, for me, that's my place. That's my prayer room. That's my sanctuary. And for whatever you want to call it, you have a name for it. I call it my throne room. So I just encourage you to be extremely protective of this space. Make it your own. And what I mean by that is decorate it however you see fit. Whatever brings you peace, decorate it that way. I like a lot of pillows. I like blankets and throws, and because I may lay in the floor, I will sometimes sit and I will journal. And for hours, I would sit and I would just think and just journal. And then I would just meditate. Or my music, I have music playing 24/7. I think that's what my husband called it, the Vatican. But I have music playing 24/7 because I just believe that it's important to saturate the atmosphere with whatever soft music or anything that brings you peace. You may want to put water fountain, anything. It's up to you. Your room does not, it's conducive to your personality. You do what you want to. It's your room. You make it how you want to make it. But I love, and again, I'm very meticulous about this space. So I have sayings on the wall that's going to remind me of who I am. It's going to remind me of just different things I need to see when I walk into the room. I have just pictures on the wall that's going to remind me of serenity and peace. I made the room so conducive of just my particular style. Your style is not going to be anybody else's style. So it doesn't have to be. There's no right or wrong way to decorate. There's no right or wrong way or anything to put in your room. You do what you want to do for your space that's going to make you happy, right? Colors. However, then I encourage you, this is important, to visit that space often. Now we know life is always life. And I can guarantee you that distractions are going to come. Distractions are just, they waiting on you the minute you wake up in the morning. So therefore, you will have to intentionally and strategically schedule time for that place. And I mean, really, until it becomes a routine, if it's not already a routine, you're gonna really have to be intentional about it and purposeful about it. Just like you are purposeful about when you get hungry, you eat. So when you get stressed out and tired, you need to rest. So that's what I mean about being intentional about spending time in this place, and even strategic. So that it may even mean scheduling some time. Now, early morning works best for me. I love something about that 5 o'clock hour. I know that might be a little early for you. It might be just a tad. Now, it was hard for me at first, like 5 o'clock, who gets up at 5 o'clock with nowhere to go? But I did it, and after a while, I just said it was going to be easy. But after over time, it began to get easier because I was not a morning person. I absolutely was not a morning person. I had my child turn me into a morning person, I have to tell you. He would wake up in the morning, and he was such a good baby. He would just wake up, and he could be crying when he wake up. And I would look at him and say something to him, and he would just wake up and smile and say, "Good morning, Mommy." You couldn't get upset with a baby face like that, with a little beautiful, oh, he just melted my heart. So he helped me to turn into a morning person. And it just kind of grew over time. So now that 5 o'clock hour is the best hour for me. And another reason is because at the end of a work day, I'm exhausted. Like many of you, I have errands to run and other things on my to-do list. And by the time I'm done with that, I am ready to settle in for the night. So again, my best time is in the morning. Yours may be midday, maybe at late at night or at the end of the day. But again, that's the beauty of it, and that's the freedom of it. You get to choose. You may even be able to do this at work. Let me tell you, I used to set my atmosphere in my office to the point that my coworkers would come in and they would tell me, "Oh my gosh, it feels like a spa in here." Yes. Shh. That's because I have saturated the atmosphere with peace. I have saturated the atmosphere with rest and serenity. It was so peaceful that sometimes they would come and just sit. So I just need to come and sit in your office because I have cultivated my atmosphere. I learned to cultivate my atmosphere. And the thing about it is, as you do this, and as time goes on, you will learn how to do this everywhere you go as well, because it no longer will be an external thing. It will be an internal thing. So no longer will you be preparing the sanctuary. You will become a sanctuary. Not only will you become a sanctuary within yourself, but you'll notice that you will become a sanctuary for people to come. And they will feel so comfortable with you that they will find you to be a resting place. But that is something that has to be cultivated. So I take pride in the fact that I have been doing this for so long that individuals feel comfortable being in my atmosphere, being in my presence. That is not a light thing. That's not something that I take for granted. Okay. So yeah, if you have no office, because I know that some, well, I have no office. I have a cubicle. Well, I have a desk. Okay, well, you may not be able to close your door and fix up your office the way you would like to while you're at work, but you have a car. Some people will take their lunch break and go sit in their car. Their car is their sanctuary. Some people take their lunch break and go to the park. I mean, again, just get creative. I used to take my lunch break and I would go visit the park, or I would just go find a quiet place. I even went to one of the neighborhood churches and I asked the pastor, I said, "I work around the corner and I was wondering," because the church was open during the day, "I was wondering if I could just come and use your sanctuary during the day, if I could just sit quietly." Oh, he welcomed that with open arms. So again, you have not because you ask not. So just ask people. Just find a place where you can go rest. Sometimes you can find these little cafes that are very quiet. Somewhere like Starbucks. I wouldn't recommend Starbucks because they're kind of noisy, but I would encourage you to try to find somewhere that you can go during the day just to get away from work, because work can be actually hectic. We have to be there 8 to 9, sometimes longer than that, depending on what your profession is. And you really have to be intentional again about finding these places. Now, I would like to in extend an invitation for you to get a copy of my book. It's called In the Garden of His Presence. I have devoted a chapter about the importance of preparing a place like this. You can purchase a copy on Amazon along with all the other books I've written. Because I believe that every one of us needs a physical place to escape, especially in our home. I can tell you that, before I got married and I was raising my son, he had gone off to college, and I had cultivated the atmosphere in my home so much so, and I didn't realize it, that when people would come over, when they came in the door, they would immediately take their shoes off and gravitate to the floor. That's because I had spent so much time in prayer. I had spent so much time in quiet, just meditating and worshiping, that I had developed an atmosphere in my home that was conducive for rest. And people could actually feel the tangible presence and the peace when they walked in the house. Now, what tickled me about my son when he would come home, when he left to go to college, most parents, want to stay around and help him out. No, I came home and I redecorated his room like the next weekend, like redid his whole room, bought him a new bed, mattress, everything. Now, when he would come home, to my surprise, he would lay in the spot that I would pray in. I had a particular spot that I would lay in the floor and I would pray in. And I had a blanket that I would pray with, and I would cover myself and I would pray under this blanket. And when my son would come home, he would lay in that spot. And I was like, "Son, you have a brand new room with a brand new bed. Why don't you go get in your bed?" He's like, "No, Mom, I'm good. I'm gonna stay right here." And he would lay in that spot. I didn't know the reason why he laid in that spot, because he felt the presence. He felt what I had been cultivating in this space in my home, right? I would go so far as to say that he felt the tangible presence of God and the angelic presence that rested there. Now, when he went back to school on one of those trips, remember that blanket I told you I would pray under? But he took my blanket, y'all. But I was so glad he did, because at least when he went back to school, not only was he covered spiritually in prayer, he was also covered in that blanket. It speaks volumes. So, if you have not already done so, and some of you have this place already, but if you have not, or you do not have a place like this, it is my hope, it is my prayer that something that we've said or I've said today has sparked a desire in you to create that place in your home. It doesn't take much. It could be a closet, like I said. It could be a corner. It could be a chair over in a corner of your room. Just designate that place, that nothing is going to go on in this place but you meeting you, you meeting God, you meeting whatever you need to do in this place, and be extremely strategic and protective and guard that place, right? If these chats have been a blessing to you, contact me. Reach out to me, info@trainerv.com. Let me know. I would love to hear from you. If you have any upcoming events and would like to book me for a conference, seminar, workshop, you can also reach me at info@trainerv.com. Now, I'm sure you know by now, I am all about making life happen. And if I can assist you on your goals toward making it happen and leading a more productive life, I'm all for it, right? Listen, don't forget to like and subscribe to my channel. This is your girl, Trainer B. I will see you next time. Thank you.